Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Franchi Bordigere. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bell Bean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bell Bean. And now, play ball. Franchi Bordigere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigere is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boken moves to second. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Bordigere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Jones covering. Safe. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Haas picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Haas. Trosky goes all the way around to score. Pitlock moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Belvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. Com steals second. Belvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Frenchie Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordigare hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Bordigare reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Jones scores. Bordigare moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordigare scores. Haas moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ralph Weingartner now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Simmons scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Boken moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boken scores. Majeski scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Thornton Lee now pitching. Frenchie Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bordigare hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Muehlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bordagaray. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Bordagaray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Muehlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Appling moves to second. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jones bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Frenchy Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bordigare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jones bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Franchi Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bordigare hits a ball on the ground for an out. Majeski moves to third. Two outs. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Simmons moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bonura scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 10-1, White Sox. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Knickerbocker moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker scores. Vosmak moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-2, White Sox. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchy Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Bordigare hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 4 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 12-5, White Sox. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.